दोस्तों, भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बीच एक दिवसीय क्रिकेट श्रृंखला के समापन के साथ ही 2020 मैच शुरू हो रहे हैं। आप यह तो जानते ही होंगे कि दोनों देशों में क्रिकेट ब्रिटिश साम्राज्य की पैदाइश है, परंतु इसको लोकप्रियता यहाँ अलग अलग तरह से मिली। जहाँ एक तरफ यह खेल ऑस्ट्रेलिया में घरों के पीछे बने आंगनों और बीच पर जमा, तो दूसरी तरफ भारत में खुले मैदानों और तंग गलियों में इसे प्रसिद्धि मिली। 1935-36 में ऑस्ट्रेलिया ने पहली बार महाराजा पटियाला के निमंत्रण पर भारत का दौरा किया, पर ऑस्ट्रेलियन बोर्ड ऑफ कंट्रोल फॉर इंटरनेशनल क्रिकेट ने इस दौरे पर कई पाबंदियां लगा दी। इनमें से मुख्य थी कि कहीं भी ऑस्ट्रेलिया और टेस्ट मैच जैसे शब्दों का प्रयोग नहीं किया जाएगा। साथ ही बोर्ड ने यह भी साफ कर दिया कि सिर्फ रिटायर्ड खिलाड़ी ही इन मैचों में हिस्सा ले सकेंगे। 4 मैचों की यह श्रृंखला 2-2 से बराबर समाप्त हुई और भारतीयों का इस खेल के प्रति समर्पण देखकर तब ऑस्ट्रेलियाई कप्तान जैक राइडर ने कहा कि एक दिन भारत विश्व क्रिकेट में एक बड़ी शक्ति की तरह उभरेगा। जाने माने ऑस्ट्रेलियन स्पोर्ट्स हिस्टोरियन, पत्रकार और फोटोग्राफर बर्नर्ड विम्प्रेस बताते हैं,
Tour, which was organised by a long time, an old time sort of Victorian Middlesex player called Frank Tarrant, and it was sort of sponsored, I suppose, by the Maharaja of Patiala. And that tour, which included a whole lot of very aged Australian players, like Charlie McCartney was 49 and Bert Einmunger was 48, but you know they were largely retired players, but Test players, but they went and a number of first class, younger first class players, and sort of under. Took quite a substantial tour, which involved over 20 matches altogether, most of which were first class, and they played 4 sort of unofficial tests, I suppose, and they were divided 2 each. So, but that was the first sort of major contact between substantial contact between Australia and Indian players.
फिर 1947-48 में भारत, जो आजादी की खुशी और विभाजन के गम से उभर रहा था, को अमरनाथ की कप्तानी में ऑस्ट्रेलिया का दौरा करने का मौका मिला। कई दिग्गज खिलाड़ी जैसे विजय मर्चेंट और रूसी मोदी इसमें हिस्सा नहीं ले सके। इस श्रृंखला में भारतीय खिलाड़ी अपने को उस समय के क्रिकेट के भगवान डॉन ब्रैडमैन के सामने पाकर खुशी से फूले नहीं समाए। और कहा यह भी जाता है कि कुछ भारतीय खिलाड़ियों ने तो यह भी कह दिया, अगर ब्रैडमैन हमारे आगे सेंचुरी बनाए तो यह हमारे लिए सौभाग्य की बात होगी। ब्रैडमैन कभी भारत में नहीं खेले, परंतु भारतीयों ने उन्हें क्रिकेट का भगवान मान लिया। बर्नर्ड विम्प्रेस के अनुसार ब्रैडमैन की भारत में प्रसिद्धि का कारण उनकी हमसे दूरी था।
Bradman never toured India. I think he, I'm not even sure that he was off the boat in Mumbai or Bombay as it was then. But he, one of the interesting things was, of course, in Lala Amarnath's tour, which came out here just after the Second World War in 1947-48, it seemed that a lot of the Indian players were, the attitude to him was, well, they were honoured when he made a century against them. And he was happy enough to provide 6 centuries, 4 in the Test series, and 2 in a couple of first class games, including his own 100th first class century. So when evidently he was sort of offered, you know, a full toss on leg stump to reach it. So so I mean that's a sort of a fascinating sidelight. But I guess his fame had just sort of carried right throughout the empire, really, and so he was certainly an empire hero, if not a world hero, and that had translated into fandom, I guess, in India.
इसीलिए हमारी एक इंडियन ब्रैडमैन की तलाश हमेशा जारी रही, जो सचिन तेंदुलकर पर जाकर खत्म हुई.
Well, in the modern era, as India has, Indians have certainly given probably greater hero status to Sachin Tendulkar than to any other player. It's noteworthy that early in his career, when asked about Tendulkar, on one occasion, Bradman is reported to have said to his wife, "Well, he reminds me most of myself as a young player," and I think that sort of comment has been picked up and widely publicised as an endorsement of Tendulkar. So. And possibly goes to explain part of the early fascination and hero status that he was able to achieve. Of course, he also put many thousands of runs on the board in all forms of the game to underline his incredible ability.
1950 से 1960 के दशक में क्रिकेट के दौरे अनियमित से हो गए। फिर 20 साल बाद नवाब पटौदी भारतीय खिलाड़ियों को ऑस्ट्रेलिया में 4 मैचों की श्रृंखला पर लेकर आए, जो उनके लिए बेहद मायूसी में हार के साथ खत्म हुई। 1980 में एक दिवसीय क्रिकेट ने अपना डंका बजा दिया, जिसने भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया को और भी नजदीक लाकर खड़ा कर दिया।
वेस्ट इंडीज sort of the dominant early one-day side. But then India really sort of, like Kapil's, you know, India's World Cup victory in 1983 is a huge boost for the game, isn't it? And then, of course, Australia's win in India when in 1987 is a huge boost for us.
और फिर आया छोटे पर्दे पर 1987 का वर्ल्ड कप जिसके मेजबान थे भारत और पाकिस्तान. ईडन गार्डन में भारतीयों ने जी जान से ऑस्ट्रेलियाई टीम को प्रोत्साहन दिया जिसका नतीजा इंग्लैंड पर शानदार जीत में तब्दील हुआ.
One day cricket internationally was a bit slow starting, and then in the first couple of World Cups in 1975 and 79, the West Indies were certainly at their peak at that point. India's World Cup victory in 1983, led by Kapil Dev, was certainly a huge moment for Indian cricket, and equally Australia was going through quite a tough time in the 1980s, and its cricket was at a low ebb, but part of the revival was the World Cup of 1987, defeating England in Calcutta, and so that was, I think, the big boost and really perhaps a turning point as far as Australian cricket relations in India with were concerned, because up to that point there were a lot of complaints by Australian teams sort of grizzling about accommodation and food and all other sorts of problems. But I think that win in 1987 and a fine event certainly changed the feeling between the cricket feeling became much closer between the two countries from that point.
1999 में एक अनोखी घटना ने ऑस्ट्रेलियन कप्तान स्टीव वॉक का ध्यान कलकत्ता में बच्चों में कुष्ठ रोग की ओर खींच लिया. उस दौरे में किसी ने उनके कमरे के बाहर एक चिट्ठी रख दी जिसमें इस समस्या का विवरण और एक संगठन का ब्यौरा था. तब से आज तक स्टीव इस मिशन से जुड़े हुए हैं. 2007 और 8 का दौरा आने वाले वर्षों में भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बीच रिश्तों में खटाव का परिचायक बन गया. भारतीय गेंदबाज हरभजन सिंह को ऑस्ट्रेलियाई बल्लेबाज एंड्रयू साइमन को कथातथित रूप से एक बड़ा बंदर पुकारने के लिए मैच रेफरीज ने 3 टेस्ट मैचों के लिए निलंबित कर दिया. इसका भारत में जोरदार खंडन और विरोध हुआ. दोनों देशों के बीच मैदान पर इससे पहले नस्लीय भेदभाव नहीं देखा या बताया गया था.
Australia early had sort of quite a dominance over India in Test cricket, but from the 1990s, and particularly from 1998, it's notable that the sides sort of win on their home turf. One of the interesting series and closer series was the one in 2007-2008, where Australia won two matches to one at home, but there was a very controversial match in Sydney involving Andrew Symons and Harbhajan Singh, which led to what was called the Monkey Gate affair, and accusations flying around that Harbhajan had used this expression against Symons. It was a test match that was sort of marred by a lot of poor decisions, and India lost the game. That gave Australia, Ricky Ponting's team, a 16 win, a series of victories of 16 in a row, which equaled Steve Waugh's team earlier on, but which India ended the following match in Perth. The outcome of the incident between Harbhajan and Andrew Symons sort of continued on, and perhaps marred the rest of that summer, and of course led to a judicial review and so on. And in some respects, you know, it perhaps was the most controversial event in cricket that had taken place between certainly between India and Australia, and possibly going back as far as Bodyline.
Cricket आज एक खेल नहीं रहा है, बल्कि entertainment और कमाई का एक सबसे बड़ा साधन भी बन गया है.
Well, the rise of 2020 over the last 10 years has been had a massive influence on the game, and of course, at the moment, it's looking and perhaps threatening the future of Test cricket. Having said that, as far as India-Australia connections are concerned, it certainly opened up a lot of contact with, and particularly the attraction of players to the IPL. Although I noticed in the range of contracts last year, 9 players got contract, but were contracted, but out of a field of 36. So there were 27 players who didn't get contract. Looking at the moment, at the present too, I noticed that half a dozen Australian players, including recently retired Mitchell Johnson, are among the players with million-dollar contracts. It's been an interesting sort of form, though, that as initially, of course, up to a dozen Australian players received IPL contracts before they had made any representation for Australia in any form of the game. And it's sort of interesting that players like Aaron Finch, Faulkner, the Marsh brothers, Maxwell, Matthew Wade, you know, and others, you know, were examples of those players. Of course, a lot of them have since come through and become test and one-day international players as well.
दोनों ही देशों में खिलाड़ियों ने 2020 मैचों में एक साथ खेलकर और कहीं जगह तो बॉलीवुड या क्रॉसओवर सिनेमा में ब्रेट ली की तरह अपनी प्रतिभा दिखाकर लोगों को करीब लाने और सांस्कृतिक संबंधों को बढ़ावा देने का काम भी किया है.
Where we go from here with the game internationally, I think, of course, it's just a very crowded calendar, and I'm certainly one of those that hopes all forms of the game have a proper balanced place in programming.